or the man that cuts up meat into smaller pieces is a
butcher.
Okay. And if the meat has gone bad, you say the meat is...
It's soured or it's gone bad.
Would you ever use anything else?
Well, you could say it was spoiled.
That's what I want. Would it be, what would be the difference in it being spoiled and it being gone bad or sour?
Well.
Or does it matter?
It all, in a way, mean would be a meaning the same thing, would it not, or would?
Well, I don't know.
If it's spoiled, it burnt, and if it's gone bad, it would still mean that it would be, that there was something wrong with it.
What do you call bacon when it's sliced up?
Sliced bacon?
Uh-huh.
Do
you call it, this ain't just, what do you call it then?
Well, would you call it pork?
I don't know.
Well, we always just call it sliced bacon.
Okay. Then how about before it sliced? What do you call it?
Well, now, we used to call it middling meat, you know, uh-huh. Back when we was killing hogs.
Uh-huh.
It wouldn't be sliced. Why, Mom would have to take a butcher knife and slice it all, uh-huh. You know. And we call that bacon.
Uh-huh. After it's sliced.
Before it was sliced.
Oh, before it was sliced.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh. And, of course, now they cut it up and call it bacon nowadays, you know.
Yeah. Well, what about pressed meat that's made from the head of a hog and maybe from the feet?
Oh, that's souse meat.
Uh-huh.
That's something good, too. You ever eat any?
No, I sure didn't.
Oh, my Lord.
Now, how is that made?
Well, it's made the feet and the head.
Uh-huh.
And mother can make it, Lord, we've killed so many hogs, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll take that head, cut it up, take the brains out of the hog's head, just take an axe and cut it in the brains, and they're good, you know, the hog brains. I like them. And then she'll skin that head and put it in a container, a boiler or whatnot, maybe the wash pot, if it's according to how big it is. And she'll cook that till it just all the meat falls off of it. Then she'll bring it in here and if it's in a loose bones or whatnot in its head, you know, she'll pick it out of the meat. Then she'll put it in a container, and then she'll put something on top of it and press it. Well, of course, she put salt and black pepper and all that with it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's real good.
It sounds good.
Yes, ma'am. I bet you. And you never did eat any of it.
Don't think so.
Well, it's a retired piece I could give you.
What do you think? Do you ever hear that called anything else? Have you ever heard something like head cheese?
Head what?
Cheese.
No, we always just call it souse meat, you know,
uh-huh.
What was made out of the head and the feet.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yes.
Well, that's what I wanted. Well, what about butter when it goes bad? You say it's what?
You say the butter went bad, I reckon.
Would you ever say anything different?
Well, you could say, well, it's spoiled, or it don't taste right.
Would you ever call it rancid?
Rank?
Well, yeah, something like that. Would you ever use anything like that?
Yes, sir.